I'm Ryan McFarlane, the Parks and Rec Director, and also on the Centennial Committee. And we've got a good portion of the elementary school, looks like, already filed in up here, and a number of adults starting to file onto the fields. It's a colorful and happy crowd.
Yeah, I think you used the words organized chaos in the past to describe how this is going to be.
Yeah, this is going to be a little chaotic. Of course, anytime you get a group of people together, they're going to talk and meet and greet, and this is probably going to be, well, hopefully, probably the largest gathering of people in one spot for the foreseeable future and in the foreseeable past. So it's going to be tough to get everybody to even look in the same direction at one time. And the way that the picture's going to be taken is we're going to take a number of photos and stitch them together so that there's more detail so we can actually see individual faces and things like that.
Like a panorama.
Absolutely.
I'm Sally Dwyer, and I'm a member of the Centennial Committee. We were just kind of sitting around saying, how can we commemorate this? And I don't even know who came up with the idea of a community photo, but we all just went, yes, we can do it. We can pull it off. We know we can.
I know there's a lot of people here, so you have to be quiet to hear me. All right. We need to do a couple things to make this photo turn out nicely. One, we need to fill in. Everybody except for the front row needs to kind of squish together a little closer, close up some of that space.
How did you arrange for the work order to get the weather to clear up?
I was told that actually, despite my work order, that actually was probably the work order was probably taken up by those that were making prayers, actually. So,
well, something certainly worked because it cleared up like literally about 15 minutes ago.
It did. It was blowy and rainy here not an hour ago, so it's cleaned up nicely.
20 people from this side on the far left, and move them over to fill in on the right side. That would do it, I think.
Okay. Need like 15 or 20 of you guys to move over to the other side, if you wouldn't mind.
Can I ask you guys what you think Petersburg will look like in 100 years?
All these little kids will be grandmas and grandpas.
How about you?
Just keep going the way we're going.
Hey, there'll still be lots of rain.
Any thoughts you have on today, this 100th anniversary?
Well, it's wonderful for everybody to get around here and figure out how many people are in town and how many don't show up. We've been here since 1929. It's nice to see the kids out celebrating something that we started.
Tell me, what do you think Petersburg will look like in 100 years?
I think it'll pretty much look the same.
Yeah? How about you?
I think it's going to look like a little bit different. Probably if an earthquake happens, it might make some cracks and separate maybe a little bit.
Any thoughts?
A ghost town. I think it might, look the same, but some stores might be shutting down.
Maybe like less trees, more trees cut down.
I think it'll be a really big city.
Tell me what you think Petersburg is going to look like in 100 years.
Well, I think it's going to be double in population. That's what I hope, at least, or if not more, because I don't know how much we've grown in the last 100 years, but it's exciting.
And I think the fisheries are going to get much bigger.
Bigger fisheries?
I think it's going to be more more people here, more stores opening.
And what do I think Petersburg will look like in 100 years? Well, I sure hope all the paths and the hiking trails will still be here, and maybe we'll have our Bible church built by then.
In 100 years, I think there'll be more road, less forest.
Keep looking at the camera. Keep looking at the camera.
So, Tanya Somerville, photographer, tell me about how things went.
Things went good. Yeah, Ryan, we were able to communicate by walkie-talkie, and so I was able to tell him what I was seeing from up above, and then he was able to shift people. It's not perfect with that big of a group. You know, the cemetery won't be perfect, but it's pretty good.
What do you think Petersburg will look like in 100 years?
Amazing changes, really. You can't even fathom, can you?
It might be like a little, like lots of pollution, maybe.
Lots of pollution?
I think it might be bigger and have more trees.
What do you think Petersburg will look like in 100 years?
Well, I hope it's just as beautiful as it is right now, and I really don't want to see it grow much more than it is, so I hope it looks a lot like it is now.